Well, I have on the line Alex Richards, who's a specialist with Strauss & Company. And Strauss have an online auction, which he's going to tell us about. Good afternoon to you, Alex.
Afternoon, Tamara. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolute pleasure. Just tell us about what's on offer and what is it about the pieces that you sell online that are different to the pieces that you sell live in a live auction?
Okay. Well, on our online auctions, we have a slightly more affordable or accessible works. Works that are kind of introductory collector or young collector might be interested, but also more established collectors. There's always a bargain.
Ah, right. Now, what have you got for sale now?
We've got some amazing colorful prints by Robert Hodgins, who's a very big artist at the moment. We have a pencil sketch by Pierre Neef, and a few amazing works from the Amadlozi group, Sidney Kumalo, Ezram Lachai, and Cecil Scottness.
Ah, are those all from the original collector?
No, they aren't, they're not.
Okay. now, tell us about the glass that's also for sale, because it always amazes me how collectible that glass has been, sort of going back to the, I suppose, the 30s, is it?
Totally. I mean, it's a great, colourful selection of glass. It's in our decorative art section. It's affordable, functional, and it's all glass from the 1930s to the 1980s, as you said.
Okay. And just tell us why it's become so collectible, because a lot of people think, well, silver, you know, that's collectible, but this glass, there's a certain look to it that has really made it shoot up in price, hasn't it?
Yes, I think it's just the kind of visual impact that the works have. The glass has. They're very colourful and beautiful designs. So I think that could be an indication as to why they're collectible.
And are quite eclectic. They fit into a modern day view of a drawing room, don't they, or sitting room?
Yes, they definitely do. Yeah.
Now, what do you see? What are the top five things, say, that are on offer? It's today, isn't it? It starts today.
So it started today, and it will go till the 18th of April. It's 10 days in total.
Yes.
I would say some of the top ones, like I mentioned, the Hodgins, but we've got some William Kentridges, some Penisiopuses. Many different ones. I would say we also got some amazing works by Walter Battis.
Yes.
So there's something for everyone.
Now, for those who have never tried to bid online, can you just explain to us what the process is?
Yeah, for sure. It's a very easy to use system. You register. Once you've registered, you get a client code and a password. You sign in, and from there you just start bidding. So secure, accessible, and convenient.
And are you bidding against some other people at the same time? I mean, can you watch an amount go up on your screen and continue to bid as long as you want to? Does it work like that?
It does work like that.
Okay.
So you submit your bid and you see then someone betters you. We probably contact you via SMS or email to say someone's beat you. You need to get with it.
Yeah.
And then you keep bidding.
Okay. So you do get that certain excitement. You know, sitting in an auction room and bidding in against other people, there is an excitement about that, isn't there? And people very often go over what they had initially thought of. And I'm sure you've seen that. Do you see that happening on the computer in the same sort of way?
Most definitely. I think it's slightly less, I don't know, nerve-wracking because you're not there in person, but it's still equally, I mean, competitive nature. It's just you want to win.
Yeah.
So we find that lots run a long time over the estimated time because there's two people just bidding against each other.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Now, in my book, I always feel like I need to pick something up or stroke it or hold it or see it visually. What do you think that you, as Strauss Art, have to bring to that equation in order to get over that? Well, I would say it's almost a rule that one would want to, you know, as soon as somebody sees something, you know, that they would want it. How do you get by that?
Well, I think what we do is we have a number of images or photographs, so from different angles, front, back, sides, and very detailed condition reports where we tell you exactly what we see and what any reconstructions.
Yes. You tell all.
We tell all, exactly. And you know, it is difficult to buy a work without seeing it, but sometimes just seeing a photo of it already catches your imagination and you are just, you need it.
Okay. Just tell us the website or what people have to log on to.
So it's www.straussart.co.za, yeah. And you should see a link to our Strauss Online page, which you then click register, log in, and you start bidding.
Alex Richards, specialist with Strauss Art, thanks so much for chatting today.
Thank you so much, Tamara.